This evening, I just want to look at certain things. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, the 8th chapter. I just want us to reflect together tonight. Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning to read from verse 16, and to help us consider. See, part of the reason why we are in the house of God, yes, is to worship God, is to adore God, to exalt God. It's all of those things. But it's also to hear the word of God so that we can be fashioned by that word to be more like him, to be responsive. I cannot talk to a man who is in the Amazon, no television, nothing that gives them any image of what snow is, and talk to them about skiing. They won't understand. They don't have a reference point. They cannot be responsive to it, because there's nothing that connects. But I can try as best as I can to connect what I'm talking about with something that is familiar to them, and then they begin to have a sense of what it might be like. So also it is about faith. It is hard to believe something that you have no reference point to. And therefore, the Word of God says to us that faith is not just a substance of things hoped for, it is the evidence of things not yet seen. So there are certain things that we can connect to, and we deduct from that what something else may be like, what it might be. The Word of God brings us into a place of reflection about what God may be saying to us. And so God speaks to us in very human ways. Because if he speaks to us in Godese, we don't understand Godese. We understand English. We understand earth stuff. But by inference, we can begin to understand what God may be talking about. Amen? So he says to us in verse 8 or verse 16 of Luke 8, no man, when he had lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. In other words, he says to us, light is not meant to be hidden. The purpose of light is for it to show off, to illuminate. And if we are light, sons of the Father of light, then we're not meant to be hidden. We're meant to position ourselves in the setting that causes us to shine brightly. If we have the Word of God in this house, then it is of utmost importance that we broadcast it, not hide it within four walls, to be heard by a few, but that many here You don't hide it. You expose it. Amen? And I thank God for everyone who fervently and faithfully make it possible for the word to be heard. In our present day and time, we have things like social media. Most of us are on Facebook, on WhatsApp, or Instagram, or whatever. Well, if we hear the word of God that blesses us, and we have friends, then it behooves us to take that same word that we heard, that blessed us, and spread it. And the people who got blessed, they too spread it. And before you know it, not only 10 people or 20 people are hearing that word, now it's 100, now it's 1,000, now it's 1,000,000. And the word that was spoken even to one becomes a word that reaches 10 million. That makes sense? So, notice the light does not position itself. Somebody puts it somewhere. Is that true? I want us just to reflect tonight. We use the tools that God has given to us to reach the masses, so that everyone who hears can be blessed. Everyone that is impacted can impact somebody else. It goes on and says, in verse 17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. That is an exciting statement. You know what that means? It means this. If I don't take responsibility to make sure that the light that needs to shine and touch the masses does so, God says, what is light is going to be light. And one way or the other, the light is going to come out. The thing is, I want to be a vehicle through which the light came forth so that I can be rewarded for the blessing that it happened. And I was a participant in making it happen, and not a participant in trying to block it. That makes sense. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In a sense then, the word of God is going to go out. Even if it takes a Balaam's donkey to speak, the word of God is going to go forth. God needs me, but God is not restricted to me. God needs me, but God is not restricted to me. God has as many options as he wants to do what he wants to do. He says he could not find anyone to save, so he saved by his own right hand. He found nobody to die for the world, so he died for the world. Salvation is a must. Salvation must come to people. And so he took it on himself to make it happen. The thing is, I don't want to be outside of God's plan. What God wants done, I want to be a participant in it. What about you? Because God can do without me. Because he's all sufficient in himself. If no one goes, he can go. He is the Father of lights. He's the master light. He can shine anywhere and do whatever it is he wants to do anytime. He's just wanting to have me be a participant. God can get his message out to whoever it is he wants to get it out to. He just wants me to be a participant. Go talk to people in the Middle East, Jews, Muslims, that have had dreams and Jesus came and appeared to them and they got saved because nobody went. He went through their dreams and got them saved. Did he say that's what he wanted to do? No. He gave me the right to represent him, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He invited me to go preach the gospel. He invited you to go preach the gospel. He invited us to be his hands and his feet in the world. What are we doing with that? Are we keeping the gospel to ourselves? You see somebody that's struggling? Are you sharing the love of God with them? Or are you keeping it to yourself? I had a man come to do some work for me in my house the other day. As I saw him, I said to him, I said, "You having back problems? Serious back problems?" He stopped. He said, "How did you know?" I said, "The Lord just told me about that. So make sure I pray for you." I just met the guy maybe 5-10 minutes ago. I'm already speaking about a situation that was his problem. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking one way, I'm thinking he came to help me, but maybe God brought him so I can help him. Hallelujah. God can use you in the supermarket. Does light refuse to shine in the supermarket? At the grocery store? Does your light stop shining because you are not in church? The light that shines in church can be the same light that shines at the automobile mechanic shop. Shine in the restaurant. I remember few saints and I were at a restaurant some months back. And as we sat down to eat, we were having a nice lunch and chatting. Here the grace of God came upon me. And I honed in on a young man that was on the table with his family. And the Lord said to speak to me about him. So I went. I said to the father, "Do you mind if I speak to your son?" He said, "What do you want to talk to him about?" I said, "I want to talk to him about him." He said, "Okay." So I began to speak to him. We're in the restaurant. I said to speak to him about his life, what was happening to him, how he's been bullied, and every detail, step by step by step by step by step by step, and God's plan and vision for his life, what God wants to do in him and through him, how he was going to impact other people's lives, and so on and so forth. And I stopped. The mom was in another table because there was this was a big family. The mom was in another table. She took off and came and said, "What? How did you know all this stuff about my son?" I said, "God said." We were in a restaurant. The light of God, the prophetic grace, worked in a restaurant. Doesn't have to work just in church. Your Bible is not meant only to be lived out in church. You can live it out wherever you are, at any time. I was with my grandson, and we were in Garden City, Polo Park. were looking for something, and these three, four young people came in. They were busy doing their thing, and we were busy doing our thing. And the Lord started to speak to me. So I go to one of them. I said, you're called to be a politician. And blah, 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 blah. I said, what course are you taking in university? He says, I'm taking political science. I said, good. You're on the right track. I went to the other one and started telling him what God was saying about them. What course are you taking? Oh, how did you know? I'm doing law. I said, there you go. And I grabbed my grandson. I said, speak to that one. The same grace, that same light has to ignite you. You speak. And he looks at me. And he starts prophesying. And hit it right on. Bang! I said, that's what light is supposed to be like. Light. It shines wherever. It shines in the forest. It shines in the city. It shines wherever light is. And we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We got to be who we are wherever we are. We cannot be anything other than what God says we are. That's who we are. You're blessed. You're blessed. God doesn't say anything else about me, but that I'm blessed and highly favored of him. So that's what I got to be. That's what you got to be. Every one of us. Hallelujah. If God says that he has made me a blessing magnet, that's exactly who I am. Wherever I go, I am a magnet of that which is good and wonderful, blessed and highly favored. What about you? What do you think about yourself? You going to hide it? Are you just going to be what God says you are? Why is it that we are not what we say we should be? It's because of what we listen to. So the word of God says in verse 18, it says, take heed therefore, if you're going to be light that shines, it says, take heed therefore, because your light that's supposed to shine, your light that's supposed to be positioned properly, not under a bed, but raised up. Elevated. In other words, God says, the only place you are allowed to be is in a place of elevation. Somebody shout hallelujah. I refuse to be tail. I must only be head. Above only and never beneath. That's the only sphere I'm supposed to operate from. Heavenly places. Somebody shout hallelujah. What are you doing crawling with snakes when you should be an eagle? What is that? Humility? No, that's stupidity. That is humiliating yourself. There's a big difference between humility and humiliation. They almost spell the same thing, but there's a world of difference between being humiliated and being humble. God elevates the humble. And a humble person is a person who agrees with what God says about him. That's who humble people are. They agree with God. Proud people disagree with God. And when you think that you are nobody and a nothing, you are arguing with God, who says that he loved you so much that he raised you up to sit you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. I cannot be anything other than that. Someone say, I am who God says I am. And cannot be anything but that. That's right. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, what you're listening to. For whosoever hath, that means if you are light and you're supposed to shine and you refuse to shine, whatever light you've got is going to be taken from you. I don't know if I said that recently here, but many years ago, it's got to be 15 plus years, we'd been doing television. I've been doing television programming since, 83, 84, something like that. Started with Vidian many years ago. And when Vidian threw out all of the programming, television programming they had, they kept ours. And they used to actually bring their cameras right here. And we taped with Vidian, which was bought over by Shaw, with their cameras right here in this church. You should see the kind of programming we used to produce without their help. It's awful. But the word was still good. Then Vidian closed down. God spoke to me about the internet. And so this is much longer than I was saying. God spoke to me about the internet and to get cameras. At that time, we didn't have, there were no videos on the internet, nothing like that. You know, we're still doing dot matrix, whatever it is. I don't know, you know, those white papers, and you type something, goes. God is talking to me about the internet, that it was the future of the gospel. That this is how the gospel is going to be preached. And I'm talking to the Lord, and I'm saying, you want me to start writing, doing all kinds of writing? No, it says, buy cameras. I said, cameras? For what? He says, for the internet. I'm preaching right here. I'm preaching, and he's talking to me. So I stopped. I said, you know what? The Lord says I should go buy cameras. So we bought cameras, cut a long story short. And we were taping and doing all kinds of stuff with our cameras. And the Lord was speaking to me about going on television again. But I wasn't doing it. Finally, he said, to me, the beginning of August, you get on television. By September, I'm going to have to find somebody else. What? God, I don't have the money. That's none of his business. I don't know how to do it. None of his business. He gave an instruction. Your light, go shine. Hey, what am I going to do? Only have a month and a half to get on television. I don't have any companies that are going to pick me up. I don't know what to do, how to do my intro and my extra and all of this. You know what? God helped me and gave me a company, a ministry, that decided that they were going to take me on. I said, praise the Lord. Money came. Okay, now we start doing the production, doing everything. Now we have to start doing the program. And I have no lights. I didn't have all these wonderful lights. Didn't know about all of those stuff, where to get it. So what did I do? I went to Canadian Tire and bought some garage lights. And stock garage lights in front. We still have them up there.
Actually, we still use some of them. Huh? And the first programs that we came up with, all you can see is teeth, my white teeth. It was terrible pictures. It just crossed the bar, just slightly crossed the bar. And sure enough, we're on television in September. I don't want to ever see those videos. But 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, our pictures had improved. And now we've been on all of these years. It's no longer the way it used to be. But true to the fact, the real reason was not so that we could get on television. It was to get on net, on the internet. And this year alone, we've had the opportunity to be on different platforms so that we can cover this entire globe with the platforms that we have. You go this way, you'll find us there. 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 You'll find us there based on the opportunities God has put in place. The light has to shine. Now, why did I think I couldn't? Because of what the natural mind says. It is not man or your experience that you're supposed to listen to. Your experience may have been good for yesterday, but it's not good for a now God. Because a now God does what is the now thing. Somebody listening. God does the now thing. And he will take you from there to there to there to there. And you don't have to rely on what you used to know. What you used to know is what you used to know. But God has moved on. And you need to move with him and shine with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So my responsibility and my calling as a believer is to be everything God says I am called to be. That's your responsibility as a believer. To be everything God says you should be. If you don't believe in what God says about you, don't expect anybody else to believe it. You will only fulfill the lie or the truth that you believe. Say it again. You only fulfill the lie or the truth that you believe. Let me say it a third time. You only fulfill the lie or the truth that you believe. If you believe that you're a failure you will be. You believe that you can make it you will. But if you don't believe yourself and what God says about you, don't expect anybody else to believe it. You know why people actually get conned by con artists? Is because the con artist believes his lie so well that he communicates it so well that you believe the lie that he's telling you as the truth. And then find out that the guy was a con artist. That's how smart people even get outsmarted, by somebody who believes his own story so well that he convinces you that it's the truth. If that's the case, then believe the truth so well, it will also pull other people to believe that same truth with you. But this time, they're not conned. They are blessed because they believe truth, truth that sets free. It is what you believe that attracts. You believe a lie, people will believe that lie with you. They'll believe it completely with you. You think that you're not going to make it, you are not going to make it. Therefore, it is imperative that you, the surfer, clearly, clinically, how you listen. Jesus, our Lord says, take heed, therefore, if you're going to be light that shows forth the glory of God, take it therefore how you hear. How you hear is going to determine how you shine. For whosoever has to him shall be given. If you have, you're going to be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. He seemeth to have it. Hath not, seemeth to have. Wait a minute. Hath not, seemeth to have. How can you not have, but it seems like you have? It's a mirage. You seem to have because you just existed, not living. You seem to have. You really have when you're shining, when you're using whatever God has given to you, then you really have. And God says, if you're shining, I'm going to give you more opportunities to shine. I'll expand your borders so you can shine some more. And nobody can stop you. You know why? Because one with God is a majority. One with God is a majority. One with God is a majority. Believe that. And you will not at any time in your life place your destiny in the hands of anybody. Nobody can tell you what you can or cannot do and impede your progress by trying to circumvent God's will for your life or try to sabotage whatever it is you're called to do. Because while they are trying to sabotage it, God is busy doing something else. Your light, you cannot be comprehended by darkness. Amen? Hallelujah? Your light, you cannot be comprehended by darkness. You will always confuse people because they don't get it. They don't understand why it is that you are able to do what you are doing. Anyone who knows this work of God, I'm sure, might be scratching their hair, their head. How are they doing that? How did they get there? What did they? What's happening there? I remember many years ago, people called me. And I said, I saw you in such and such a place. You were speaking at such and such a place. I said, never been there. But I saw you there. I said, how could you have seen me there when I wasn't there? I'm telling you, man, I saw you. Who's that telling me all kinds of crazy stuff? Now, this does not make any sense to the natural mind. Because this is the deal. God is not limited to your natural laws. Huh? We got a call here many years ago. A sister that used to help serve here calls me. He said, I just got a call from this particular lady, and she was going to commit suicide. She sat in front of her couch, in front of her television,
And she said to God, if you don't tell me something today, I'm going to kill myself. I need to have answers to this issue, or I'm going to kill myself. So the woman is sitting down there. Her television is off. Television is off. She didn't touch the remote control. The television is off. You understand when I say television is off? Okay. While she's there contemplating how she's going to do it, television comes on. And when the television comes on, I am on the television screen, and I'm talking to her and answering every question. Every question, her questions are answered, and she lives, and she calls. So I don't understand it, how my television came on and my questions were answered, and after the questions are answered, my television goes back off. Light shines. Darkness cannot comprehend it. You and I cannot be limited. Amen? You can't. The devil's a liar. I'm light. I get to shine. You're light. You get to shine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you shine, God elevates you and gives you great company. Amen? You know, sometimes I sit down and I scratch my head and think, how is it that I'm sitting on that table? How did I get to that table there? And that person was there, and that person was there, and that person is there, and that person is there, and that person is there. And they have all this. I don't have none of that. But I'm sitting on that same table, receiving the same honor. How did that happen? Because light shines, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Say, Pastor, what are you saying to me? Careful what you're listening to. Because if you're listening to junk, you think you're junk. You're listening to God, you begin to understand that you are not made by what you have in the natural. You are made by the Word of God. And the Word of God makes things happen. Amen? Things are going to happen for you this year. Glorious things. Because you are coming into yourself. Not existing, living life to the full. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you receive this word? Then glorify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we are thankful for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, you have ways that we may not understand, thoughts that we have never thought. But Lord, oh God, you're calling us to begin to walk in the ways that you walk and to think the thoughts that you think. So Lord, oh God, today we surrender our vessels to you and say, God, be all that you are in us. Use us to do the extraordinary. Things that the natural mind cannot comprehend, do in us and with us. And help us, O God, to be true witnesses. May we never hide the light of your glory on our lives. But may we reflect your very splendor and declare that you truly are sovereign. In all the earth, you reign forevermore. Blessed be your name, Father, forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I bless you, saints. Those of you listening online, I bless you. And I encourage you to continue steadfastly with the Lord. May God's peace garrison your heart, and may his joy strengthen you. Be strengthened in your inner man and know God's favor all of your days. Honor God with your giving as we will here tonight, and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And then on Friday, and of course, next Sunday also. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. And good night. Love you. Bye-bye.